Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
One of my goals and dreams is I want to be a writer and a trainer, right? So I'm here, I want to go there, here. I don't know how to make a plan because I don't know anything, right? I don't know anything. But here is the way to get there in your dream. There is always an output of a dream. And if you can remind yourself that, for Michael, that output is Pluto, images. I know, a little more complicated than that, but I'm a Montana. Okay? But I could see writers and trainers, there was something very clear. I wanted to write, I want to train. The output was clear. Books, courses, seminars. Now, I didn't have to know anything about that, but I could just know that those exist up here. I could say, well, there's this output up here. And those for me, as an example, might be books. It might be seminars. It might be courses online. Those are just outputs I could see. In your field, that might be a dream, a big goal. That might be schools, Africa. And you might not have no idea how to get from where you're at to schools in Africa. That might be you want to build a SaaS company, a big system, a big tool. You want to compete against Facebook or Snapchat or something up here. You want to do something amazing. You have no idea, but you do know that there's an application on a mobile device. That's the output. How many understand? Like, you want to look for those outputs. You want to say, what is created from that dream tangibly? And sometimes you start with understanding those outputs. Right? Oh, okay, books. How do books work? And then you get some training, some competency on books. Oh, how do seminars work? You get some training and competency on seminars. Oh, okay, but here's a challenge. Quickly, those outputs, you can take all these outputs that are created and all the universe of things that go around these can become a super hot mess. Right? Oh, book. I want to do a book. And now people can say, oh, well, get a ghostwriter. Oh, speak the book. Oh, leverage a team. Oh, just write the book. And oh, go to a marketing seminar and learn Facebook ads real fast because webinars will help sell that book. And you know, if you can learn how to do courses just to sell the book, and if you can learn that model where you give it away for free in the middle, that's really gonna help. And then you know what you could do is you could go to that other seminar. He sold a bestseller on Amazon and that really helped. And then if you came over here and you learned how to do bulk purchases to corporate America, then that would help over here. Anyone ever been through something similar? Everyone just say, that sucks.
That sucks.
When all you need to do is, what is the output? What's the output?
Book.
What do you have to do?
Right.
You all knew the answer. When you start with the what versus getting lost in the how, this gives you a little bit more of where to start. What people do is they try to understand too much. Like Michael was saying, they overcomplicate. Now you're trying to understand the publishing industry. Whoa.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm trying to understand the publishing industry. No, open up the laptop, write page one. Move that rock towards the outputs that matter. That's what you have to do. What's the output? If it's a school in Africa, you don't need to go learn, you don't need to go to 50 seminars to learn about how a nonprofit works, right? You need to fly over, pick the plot of land, and say, we're gonna build it here, right, guys? Yeah, okay. You don't need to know the how, what, structure, here. What resources are available already to start building this thing? What would it take? Are there resources here? Is there a nearby is there a nearby creek or a river that we can pull block from? Is this gonna be possible with the resources of the land that are available? Are we gonna have to ship it in? And you start working backwards. You start with the end in Stephen Covey taught us all what we need to know, right? God bless his soul. And so begin with the end in mind. I just say, not just the end, the output. It's tangible for us. If we can know what that output is, right? Imagine you're gonna get hired to work on a marketing campaign for a big Fortune 100 company. They wanna do a marketing campaign for the Super Bowl. And they want you to create the marketing campaign for the Super Bowl. Now, what are you gonna do? Well, you could say, gosh, let's go learn about advertising. Let's go study the entire field of advertising so we can ever understand. We better learn copywriting, we better use imagery, we better learn videography, we better learn cuts, edits, we better learn how to use subliminal messaging, we better learn everything we can possibly learn to make that work. Or you say, okay, there's 30 seconds that someone consumes. Let's bust up those 30 seconds into what do we want to see and start from that. And then let's make it better. But let's start with 30 seconds, not advertising. How many follow? That's where we mess up. We forget the output at the end. What's the output we really want? It helps us narrow our viewpoint. And then what we discover is typically moving toward any big goals or dreams, we discover a couple things along the way.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
There's almost always five moves to any goal, even if it's a major goal. And your job is to figure out the five moves, okay? Whatever this outcome is, you figure out the five moves. That's your job. Don't start planning, don't start working, figure out what are the five major things that would have to happen to get towards that output. Let me use books, because you guys all read books, it's easy and convenient. But books could be schools, books could be your wealth, books could be, I want to own 100 properties in the world. Great, 100 properties in the world. Whatever you want it to be. First, your first thing that you do, not the first move, but one of the first things you do, you identify the output. You do what? Yeah, there's no slides for this. You might want to write it down. Identify the outputs that matter. Identify the outputs that matter. Step one. Step two. Find people who have created those outputs. Find people who have created those outputs. Step three, interview people who have created those outputs. You all know that concept of modeling in high performance work. That's what it is. Just find the person who specifically created that output. See, Michael could go, if he's trying to put a satellite out to Pluto, he could go and interview hundreds of people at NASA about lots of different components, lots of different things, or he could say, is there anybody here who ever flew a satellite by like a planet? And start with that guy. How many follow? He could be even more specific. He wants imagery. As an example, I don't know if this is the true example, but he could say, hey, anybody around here ever flown a satellite past a planet and gotten amazing photographs? Start with that guy. Raise your hand if you follow. Too many people are trying to create a plan from ether. I'm like, there's nothing you want to do that someone probably hasn't already done. But the problem is you're trying to find industry experts. I'm saying find output experts. Find the guy who knows the outputs, not the industry. Often when people teach modeling, they're making that mistake. They're teaching you to find the person who's the generalist, not the specialist. I want the specialist first. Raise your hand if you follow. The person who knows the output that matters. So I find those people and I go, hey, book. Let's say I'm after bestseller, to be even more example. My output, I want to be on that bestseller list, as an example. Book is a physical form of the output, but then the dream is number one. This is just an example. We'll go beyond what that means, but it's just convenient because everyone understands books. It's so tangible. Okay, so now I break it down. I talk with that book author who hit the bestseller list, and I go, how did you create it? How did you get it out there? Tell me about the process that made that happen. And we go backwards, and we reverse engineer. I say, tell me how you started that book project and how you took it to bestseller, right? Tell me that answer, listen to this, folks. Tell me that answer, dear specialist who's so good at the output. Tell me the answer, and you have 30 minutes to tell me the answer in 5 moves. This is how I interview people. I don't want you to tell me your life story. I don't want you to tell me everything you think I need to know. I want you to draw 5 lines on a page and tell me these milestones that you had to cross to make that output. I'm not interested in what you think I need to know. I just need to know what are the major moving blocks, what I call the moves. Tell me 5 moves to get there. And so what I do by doing that, I save literally what usually people take hundreds of hours. Because when I, you know, the first time I wanted to learn how to do a best-selling book, I went on the internet, how to write a book, and I went here, read 1,000 articles on it, bought books on how to write books, literally. Then I went to seminars on how to do seminars, and I talked to industry publishing experts, and I talked to speakers, and I talked to people who were doing online marketing, and I was learning adult learning theory, and I was learning all the, and it was fine, but I was going broke. How many people can relate with anything I'm talking up here? Is this totally foreign? So I said, well, I got that there's gonna be a better way to this. There's gonna be a way to this. And then I figured out the 5 moves idea. I said, what do I really need to know from these people? What's the output? What's the 5 major moves that got there? Everything else, then, I can create a plan to figure out once I knew the 5 moves. Raise your hand if you're still with me. So it might be something like, oh, well, first and foremost, what I did is I, you know, finished my outline and I wrote the book. Great. Then what did you do? Oh, well, then I went and I got an agent. Okay, you got the agent. Great. Then what did you do? Oh, then I created my promotion plan. Huh, okay, I don't know what that means, but great. Then what did you do? Ah, I went out and got partners, people who could promote with me and for me. Great. Then what did you do? Oh, well, I had launch week. And in 30 minutes, I extract this from them. And then I ask him, is there anything else we're forgetting? Were these the major moves? These are the most important moves? Then I ask him often, which move first? Which move second? Which move third? Then I ask him, how long to do each move did it take you? Then I say, did you know any, were there any relationships you had that made each move faster? Was there anyone you learned from each move? Each of these become their own little universe that I need to figure out. But I just ask them. So I'm asking things. If this sounds too wonky, I'm asking things like, tell me, how long was this time? Tell me, what training did you take? Or who did you follow to figure that out? Tell me, what process did you follow for each of these? Tell me, did you use any systems or tools? It's just asking questions for each of these moves. Time, training, process, systems, and tools. Okay? So now, I'm just doing analysis. That's all. Now, what's cool is if I can interview a couple people who made this output, which is what I did, I interviewed 5 best-selling authors. I found out their 5 moves, and I looked to see, well, are these 5 moves in alignment? Did someone do something different? Well, what should be my path? And once I had the 5 moves, then all I had to figure out is, okay, can I allocate the time, get the training, start that process, have the systems and tools, make this thing complete? And if I could do that, I could achieve my outcome. A project has a beginning and a
end.
So guess what I did? I picked a date for this. I picked a date for becoming a bestseller before I had the book, before I even knew the damn topic, before I even knew what the outline was. There was a date on the calendar. Then went and found the people, found my 5 moves, and I started digging down. Planned backwards with milestones, okay? Outline and book on this date. Agent process on this date. Promotion plan on this date. Partners on this date. Launch week on this date. By the way, I didn't even know what launch week meant. All I knew was that's the week I was gonna launch. That's all I knew. But I calendared it out. Right? And it gives you some semblance of a plan. Like, I love it. When you sit down with a high performer managing a major project, it's amazing. When they're really good, they can tell you their 5 moves. You walk in and tell me, what are the 5 things you're trying to do here? And they'll be like, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is what high performers know. They know their 5 moves. Right? World-class experts in any given area, they also know it. Talk to a world-class championship chess player, they know 5 moves to destroy anybody, right? It just follows 5 moves. You gotta discover those 5 moves. Great, great MMA fighters, they have their 5 favorite moves and they're just gonna deploy those, right? Even major complex arts, usually there's less than a dozen moves total, right? So you gotta know what's your dream? If you own your dream, you know your 5 moves. Otherwise, you're just dreaming. Not owning the dream.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I'd really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, Or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.